Welcome, everybody, to Good Vibrations. How's everybody feeling tonight? What are we doing? Are we going to have a good night?
Feeling great. And you got it right this time.
I did get it right, because I am all that is man, Dane Teeter, king on high. Look upon me, he who walks behind the rose.
I'm doing fine.
Honk.
Oh, bud, is there anything I can do to make it better?
No.
You want me to kill your character? I kill your character.
Well, you go away.
No? Okay.
That's how you get an aggressive scree.
An aggressive scree is to kill Eddie?
No.
I want to see an aggressive scree.
You kill Eddie, and Scree's going to lose his mind. Oh, more than usual.
Nice. That'd be interesting. Let's see how that plays out. So, anybody... So, okay. So, fun thing. Before I got on here and everything, me and the wife were watching television. It's a new Fandangle thing that they've come out with recently. It's like a big flat box that shows pictures that move. It's fucking weird. But, I know. Blow your fucking mind. But we watched Bill and Ted's Face the Music. Now, it's not the first time I've seen Bill and Ted's Face the Music. But that's a good fucking movie. I don't care what anybody says. Have you guys all seen Bill and Ted Face the Music?
Yeah, I have, but...
Yeah, not the time to talk to it.
Is this leading somewhere? Are we going to go on a Bill and Ted adventure now?
No, actually, honestly, it's got no connection whatsoever. Other than, I just really like the message of it, because the ending of the movie, spoilers if anybody hasn't seen it, but I love that they end up turning to their daughters, and they go, it was never us, it was you. And they essentially, like, they say, we are not support, or you're not supporting us, we're supporting you. Which I think is huge, because that's what we have to, like, in just our society, we always, like, look to our elders for, like, guidance and stuff, and they know somewhat, but there's so much jadedness that comes with age. While the kids, the youth, have, like, the ideas, they live in the world that their parents built. The parents know a world that they tried to fix, but created a whole different set of problems. The kids see the problems, and they're the ones to be fixing it, so, like, the elderly generation should be supporting the younger generation, lifting them up to fix the problems. To, like, instead of standing in their way and talking shit. And I don't know, I was on Twitter today, and I the kind of thing came up where, yeah, you know, you get that whole idea of people saying, like, what do you call it? Like, the forgiveness, student forgiveness. You got all these people saying that you shouldn't, like, that's not fair to us who actually paid our loans. And it's like, you know, it seems like it's always the previous generation's responsibility to tell you you deserve better and then chastise you for expecting better. It's just, you know, we got to end the cycle and support and lift up and make the next generation better. And I was going to say on the tweet when I said all that, I love these fucking kids, but then realized the bad phrasing on that probably wasn't the best thing to project into the,
Dodge
I typed it out all caps and was like, never delete that part. But I do, but in a platonic way. Yeah, so,
See, now...
So, Starfinder?
You're gonna get canceled now. So they're gonna take that audio clip out of context.
Just completely...
That would be...
Cut that out. Entirely.
No, the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Aww.
You dick.
Oh, okay.
That much of an asshole.
Just the...
And fuck it. Fuck everything you just said. Fuck you. And you too.
Yeah. yeah, so, but anyways,
you okay there, Eric, buddy?
Yeah, what's wrong, Eric?
Who hurt you?
No, sorry, there's nothing.
Because I'm fine.
I was just jumping on it. I was just jumping on the thing. But anyways, back to Starfinder, the thing we're here to play. It's funny how we go off on these tangents. This time, completely 100% just me. But, so, this one won't be as long of an intro, because not so many, like, monumental things happened. Last session, you guys started off in the bar right after the Evandrian fight. The only patron still left in the bar was the weird insectoid crustacean creature. He looked sick, you know, the little, the weird guy that kept getting stabbed by the little bugs. You approached him, learned his name was Hasashir. but whether you remembered that, it's been a couple months. Not a couple months. Maybe about a month, at least a little over a month, I think, since we played. Maybe
it's been a bit.
Anyway, it's been a little bit since we last played. So, but you quickly learned that this creature was a Rikrichi and had something that is called Rikrichi shell rot. It was being harassed by these large stinging bugs. Y'all decided to do something about those damn bugs and followed them back into the tunnels that got blown open by the Evandrian fight when some magical thing happened when Evandrian tried to chuck a big-ass bomb at you, and it just magically seemed to teleport across the room and blow the hell out of the wall. So, once there and back in this, like, back room, you kind of found these, like, tunnels, and you found a big-ass sealed door. But the door was completely sealed, and there was only one way through, and it was a tiny, tiny little crack in the side of the wall, which, Miss Ginger, you decided to give away a little bit about yourself in that, and kind of slithered down into a weird, what did it look like when you transformed? Did you just become a goo, or did you actually transform into your, like, yourself, like that version of yourself? Like, what did you become?
There was like, maybe some ripples of the OG Astrozoan, but gotcha. coming through that doorway, chiefly just like almost an elongating of the image of Ginger.
So though the doorway did not give you access, the situation gave you access to Ginger's backstory. So, after the door opens up and she puts her clothes back on, yay, deeper down into the bug nest you go. However, into this bug nest, even with Adam not behind the controls, it seems luck follows his character, because with a big couple big-ass damage turns by your ass, your fucking Aurus just can't not destroy things. Swear to God, you're not even at the helm, and it still friggin' murders things. I think Josie was the one rolling for you and still killing everything. But you wiped the floor with the bugs. You murdered all of them and the queen, and I actually was afraid once again. I doubled up the amount of, like, fight you were supposed to have in this fight, and you still stomped all over it. So I'm getting terrified now of what I might end up having to do to give you guys an actual challenge. So we shall see.
Just reach into that anime brain of yours. I know you can do it.
I know, but there's just, like, I'm always afraid of going too far because I do have that, like, I do have stuff like, wouldn't it be fucking sweet if I did this, 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 and this? And then it's like, I might have that. I'd just fucking absolutely kill them with that. And then I'm like, or maybe not. Maybe they kick the shit out of it. But. Okay.
Just have Evandrian be like really powerful and a recurring villain. Just kicks the crap out of us and disappears. And kicks the crap out of us and disappears.
I think that's his purpose.
I really want that to be his purpose. I'm not gonna say. I want him say, to be like a power check.
I'm not gonna say what Evandrian's all about. Whether he or he does not have dreams about his sister's wife, or his wife's. Sister, fuck it. I messed that joke up. Anyways, moving on. Anyways, so I was trying to do the fucking Seth McCluskey thing, but I messed it up. McCluskeys. Yeah, again.
Damn McCluskeys.
That McCluskey, oh, that son of a bitch. But anyways, so after you guys cleared it all out, there's just a mess of like this nest. Scree goes rummaging around through all the gunk in it. And comes out with a couple great items, actually. You got a quick suit mod, which essentially has any armor you have. I think it takes like a swift action, or maybe it's just an action that you can just take it on and off and slide in and out of it. It's like, I like look at it. I mean, you can flavor it any way you want, but in my head, it's like Iron Man armor. Yeah. It's just like tink, 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 and just kind of like snaps around you. And you also got a thing called a Med Observe Interface Basic, which is a. Essentially, like, another armor thing that allows you to, like, look at people and, like, diagnose them and shit like that. However, by playing through all the gunk, you were exposed to something called Filth Fever, which you then proceeded to crush the DC and are perfectly fine, because that was, you know, again, nothing that hurts you guys at all. C'est la vie.
Oh, it would have destroyed Scree, though. It would have attacked his two stats.
Yeah, I mean, if it would have actually landed, but it didn't immediately. He destroyed it. So, but all is good. I'm happy for you that you beat the DC on that one. And I didn't send you down the track of what diseases are like.
I don't know if you are happy.
It's a 50-50 mix. There is a like fan of the players, and then there is a like GM side, where the GM side is just like, murder them, kill them, I want them to suffer. And then the other one is like, yay, you guys won, I'm happy for you. but it's a weird like little fucking duo thing going on in my head, which it's starting to drift into my real life, and I may have to see a therapist. Anyways, so here we are in the sewers, bug's dead, things are looking up. Far as what's ahead, you have some yellow aliens that you saw, similar to the ones that were in the security photo sent to you by the possibly late Zed Clortho. And you also have Talmbrin that you're looking for, the woman who supposedly is the only person to escape from Golta somewhere on Zed Station. Because in the end, you need to find a way to get Sedona and then recover or destroy the rune drive. So, here in the nest, what you guys gonna do?
I suppose we're heading back, right?
Yeah, Ginger is staying as far from every surface as she can. Like, absolutely the most prissy person you've ever seen walks towards the center of the room, like, is avoiding puddles, placing her feet very carefully, like, arms tucked in under her armpits.
Meanwhile, Scree is like, stomp, 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 splash, splash, splash. No hex given.
Scree, you're gonna catch something.
How do you know he doesn't already have it?
Well, I mean, it's not gonna be as bad as if you fall in it, and then he's gonna, like, grab her arms really fast and act like he's gonna throw her in. Does it work?
Eddie, you don't yet know what else I can do.
Didn't work. She's just cold-blooded. Doesn't scare nothing. Look, I've seen a lot. Scree and I have seen a lot in our travels. I mean, I'll grant you this. That one's new.
What, the icky, stinky sewer water?
Well, the whole thing that you did. I'm talking about you. Specifically, you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the whole thing where you... Mm-hmm. Where you slurped.
Yeah.
I didn't forget. Like, I remember it. It happened only, like, pretty recently.
No, I know you didn't forget. And I'm not gonna, like, pretend that it didn't happen.
Pretty neat, though.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool, right? I've been keeping it a secret.
I like it.
So are we gonna continue to, like, have this heart-to-heart in this really shitty place? Like, literally?
Here.
Or are we actually gonna get the fuck out of here?
We can get out of here, no problem. Let's do that.
Okay.
Scree's gonna try and front flip over the gooey river right here.
Please nice. Make him do an acrobatics.
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
Absolutely give me an acrobatics on that.
Yes.
I know you
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, I know you do. I shouldn't let you.
22.
Not good enough. You're in the water. No, I'm kidding. 22. Oh, no. I know you want to be in the water, but 22 is absolutely way more than enough to crush that. That's fucking nothing. So yeah, you explain to me, what does it look like when Scree does a sweet fucking front flip over this thing? Is there any acrobatics involved besides that?
He's got some stuff in his arms, so he's just like arms hugged to his chest, mm-hmm. and just head goes down, flips his legs up and over, and lands on the other side. Does a little bit of a wobble because he doesn't have his arms for balance. He's like,
ta-da!
Good job.
I love it. Ah, I love it.
I'd probably stay out of the water, though, buddy. Pretty nasty.
Scree just shrugs.
Eddie's gonna make his way out of the nest.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, Ginger's like almost stumbling over herself to get out past him.
Nice.
She wants out.
Okie dokie. So yeah, you guys head out of the sewers. You kind of make your way back. You kind of remember you didn't really like, you only took a couple turns to get here. It didn't take you a ton. You weren't like winding through the sewers forever, which I may have said the opposite on the last session. And if so, I retcon it because I can do that. I'm in charge. But you come back through the door that was sealed, and it seems to be good, and you kind of come back into the bar, and now the bar has started to now kind of filter back in, and which is funny because nobody's even, like, seemingly treating it like anything really happened. Everybody's kind of just back to their seats, sitting. There's still a big-ass hole in the wall that you all kind of crawl out through, and now there is a different bartender behind the bar, just cleaning a glass, because that's what they do. This time it's a giant minotaur looking guy with big horns and whatnot, and just sitting there cleaning a glass, very tiny in their hands because they're enormous.
Does he look like he's recently been through an accident?
No. No, the Minotaur. Let's say he does. He looks like he got roughed up recently. But what that has to do with
in a hit and run? Yep. Recently.
Yep. Looks like he's got a couple like it. I don't know like weaponry very well, but it looks like maybe a couple sword hits to the neck, maybe hit with the truck, and a few bullet holes along his side. But like seems Not really worse for wear as far as that goes. He's just sitting there, you know, he's just got a couple med patches on him and just cleaning a glass. So you guys walk back into the bar again. The Hrashachir guy is sitting there at the bar, and he does seem to be doing much better now because he's not constantly being stung by bugs. And you're in this bar. It's makeshift pieces, not a very nice, like, well put together bar. To your east, you have the door leading back out, essentially just an entryway. It's not even like a door leading out back into the main plaza that you guys came in from. And to the south, there is a entryway that leads into what, like, a room that you can kind of see that seems to have like these two giant vats, and there's people that are like walking out with like trays of like what look like food or something. So now that you're back, what are you guys doing?
Well, where are we going first?
Well, we just went and took care of those bugs so we could talk to... My brain just died on me. Hold on.
One second. I know what you're talking about. Like, I'm almost getting a bit of deja vu. Like, we'd already spoken to him.
Like, we tried else get to, that feeling? But he couldn't respond.
Yeah. No, you're right. We should go talk to him. Mm-hmm.
All right. And he'll walk up to the... Hasashir.
Honestly, sounds like something you should be saying in Dune.
Yeah.
Arakashir.
Arrakis. Hasashir.
Did that sound like a Dune soundtrack?
I don't know what it was. It sounded awful.
It was spot on.
No.
I couldn't tell the difference.
I thought I was dead on. But,
to be fair, I haven't seen Dune, but...
I thought you watched it with us. Did you not watch it with us when we did our watch party?
No.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I've got a bunch of other films on YouTube we can watch, but back to this.
No, let's watch a movie instead.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
You want to watch, like, black and white Mad Max Fury Road? I've got that in the colored version.
A black and white version? Interesting.
Yeah, it's called The Black and Chrome. It's really good.
Oh, that makes sense. I like that. It's clever.
Anyway, back to our game.
Scree is going to hand over the Med Observe interface to Ginger. He's kind of like cleaned it off on his on his jumpsuit a little bit, so there's like smears of gunk. But he like holds out the interface like
Ginger is like sucking on the inside of her cheek as she looks at this thing. And is gonna like take a bit of her skirt and just kind of gingerly grab it from him without actually touching it with her hands.
Everything she does is gingerly.
Oh, you know what? No, she wouldn't do that. She'd grab a napkin off the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Forget the skirt. No, the skirt's staying clean.
Yep. Don't ruin the skirt. The skirt just gives like a little thumbs up with one free hand.
Yeah. Like, thanks. Mm. You use like soap or water or...
And he just points at his jumpsuit and there's like the smears there.
Oh, like never. Eddie, do you bathe your scree?
No. I stopped trying to do that.
I'm going to take one very large step away
from
scree.
I tried it. Well, I should say I tried it once. It didn't take.
more of a free range.
Scree. That's right. Yeah. Scree kind of does his own thing.
Also, Scree's like a grown ass man. I can't do what he wants.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the Scree. That's the at the center of the maze. There is the Scree's gonna do what Scree wants.
And then he holds out the quick suit
to Sidoon.
To Sidoon.
Give me a sec here, because I'm pretty sure I cannot equip that because I already have a mod on my armor.
I can only have the one.
I don't think my armor has a lot of slots.
I can't find it.
He just kind of starts like inching his hands closer, like.
Wait, hold on, let me. No, but like, imagine Scree just yeeting himself out of his jumpsuit.
You do not want to see a Scree in his boxer shorts running around a station.
I mean, like, what if that's the only way you can get out?
Great.
I'm more surprised that Scree
that's
has
true. I would. I expect like full nudity.
Yep.
No, they're okay. Silk, full so frontal. They feel really nice.
Nice. They are. Silk boxers are nice. But I also posted in chat the picture of the Hashachir.
Aww.
So oh, that's what you can see, like, on his arms and stuff. He's got, like, the, like, bandages essentially, like, draped over his little things. And his, like, little tendrils look like they're kind of rotting. And he's got, like, holes in his exoskeleton that's, like, slowly bleeding, kind of.
He's gonna walk up. Hey, Haas, how you feeling?
Much better without the insects.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Thank you. Much friend.
Yeah, no problem.
What can this one do for your kindness?
I'll kind of look around for someone to take the lead here.
Well, I guess first off, that fight that broke out, the other human man, the old one, did you see how long ago he came in?
He had been here for 3 days. He'd spend every day in that booth and then leave to his ship, then come back, then stay again.
What direction was his ship? Was it through that door where everyone comes in?
Yes, it was the main docking bay that all ships arrive, at least on this side of the station.
Oh, yeah.
One sec, let me check something.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Nah, fuck. Okay, never mind. He speaks like a shit ton of languages, but he does not speak Goblin.
What's the name of the prison planet?
Galta.
What?
Galta? Okay. Galta. I think it was Galta.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about Galta?
Yes. The prison moon. Owned by the Ulavestras.
Okay.
I have heard terrible things.
Yeah.
About it.
That's a theme.
Yes. There is one on this station that supposedly escaped Tawnrin.
Where might we find them?
I apologize, friend. I do not know how to contact Tawnrin, but I know that she has connections with the marketplace vendors. Many of them trade with her, for she used to be a smuggler.
Smuggler, huh?
Yes, that was what they put her in Galta for.
Must have been a bad one, huh? He kind of nudges Scree with his elbow.
He's kidding.
Yes, the Islanti do not take kindly to those who traffic their own weapons against them.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-no.
From what I understand, Tawnrin lives in the pipes, hidden away. But there is ways to reach her. I, unfortunately, just do not know them.
The marketplace. We might find some people there that do.
Yes. there are several that may know how to reach her. But if you are heading to the marketplace, I ask, do not hurt the beast.
The beast?
Yes. There is a creature, blue of fur. It does not truly understand what it does, but it can be reasoned with. Do not treat it as an animal.
All right. I think we can do that.
Yeah, we tend to be pretty, like, fair with everyone we meet, right?
Try to be.
Yeah, we were pretty nice.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for your help.
One more thing before we go.
Yes, friend.
The yellow lads. That sounds so bad.
Yes, I know of what you speak.
They a big gang here?
The Draelic are a strange bunch. They are part gang, part police. You see, the Islanti, they do not come here unless asked for the most part, or unless riled. The Draelic keep order to a degree, but they seem to serve a new master as of late.
A new master. Bakram?
Yes, the Brakim. He is a cruel one. His name, I believe, is Grix.
Mm. Good to know.
They are a spiritual people. They believe in the inevitable end of all things. Mm. Fascinating, really.
Huh. All right. Well, thanks, Werner Herzog.
I wish to see the baby.
I'm so upset that my mic was still muted when I made. I thought I made a good joke in there.
Did you make, like, a joke? What'd you say?
They were spiritual people who believe in the end of all things. I'm like, oh, what do you call them? Like a Neil Diamondist?
Nice. That's actually really good. The good thing is even if your mic, if your mic was off, I didn't pick it up. Damn.
Yeah.
That's two Neil clips Diamond. In there. That's two clips in there. You got Josie's joke and then you get the Werner Herzog. Because you sounded exactly like
it. It started drifting into that as I went. I was like, as soon as you said it, I was like, yep, that's exactly what I was doing.
Like, well, thanks,
I was absolutely drifted into Werner Herzog. But yeah, so he goes back, he keeps taking, like, his hands and, like, they're like mandible slash fingery things, and he keeps dipping them into this, like, red liquid on the table, and yeah, if you have any more questions for him, he is up for answering. By the way, that is not what he looked like. I swore I had an icon for him before. I swore he was in this bar the last time you were in here. But I went through all my shit and he is just not in any of my my stuff. So I was just like, okay, never mind then.
Scree's gonna, like, search through his little pouches around his belt, and then he finds, like, a partially crumpled pina colada can, and, like, sniffs it, gives it a little shake, there's a little bit left inside. So he, like, slides it up onto the bar next to the bug, like,
yes. This is a nice gift.
Then he just kind of, like, bows his head slightly to you.
Scree is just grinning. Happy, happy. Yeah. And then he's going to strut away.
Nice. Yeah, this creature seemed very learned. Like, almost like maybe if they weren't so sick and feeble that maybe they were, like, a scholar of some sort. But yeah. So yeah.
So they're very nice to Scree, even though his gifts are
alternative.
Questionable.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Different.
Yeah. So he has given you what information you have asked for. Again, there is a there is the exit to the south. This map, it doesn't technically, like, portray everything perfectly. But There is the exit to the south and, or the exit to the east. That's where you guys came in, was out back out to the main plaza. And like I said, then there's that room with the two giant vats to the south. So you guys are free to go wherever the hell you want. In fact, let me go ahead and pull you guys out onto the promenade.
Oh, yes. Could I request 10 minutes in game?
Oh, sure. Oh, 10 minutes in game for you guys to rest?
Just grab a drink.
Yeah.
Recover.
Go ahead. Sure.
Absolutely.
Sadoon gets a drink at the bar.
Yeah. If everybody wants to spend a resolve point and get their stamina back and take 10 minutes just drinking at the bar. Hell, really, if you guys want to play it off, that conversation took probably, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes. So you could guys could. I would absolutely say that, like, having a conversation would not be, like, engaged in anything. Like, that is resting as far as I'm concerned. So if you guys pulled up a chair and talked to him, that would be, like, you know, you taking a rest.
Now, remind
me. Screen definitely would have rested.
Remind me what happens during a short rest.
On this, you take a 10-minute rest. You just, you spend a resolve point, and you get all your stamina back. If you don't want to take it, you do not have to spend any extra. For the most part, that's pretty much all you get. You take 10 minutes, you spend a resolve point, and you get your stamina, all your stamina back.
Yeah, I don't think I need to spend a resolve point. I've only 5 stamina down. Looking at you guys recover yours, though. Oh, no.
Yeah, someone got tore up. Hey, Sadoon got hit pretty hard. Scree got hit pretty hard. In fact, they were only 1 point apart. Damn. 21 and 22. I love it.
So I think we should go to the marketplace and find specifically a arms vendor.
Ooh.
Because they said they said to go to the marketplace, and they went to prison for smuggling weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So
look at Eddie using his brain.
He just kind of narrows his eyes.
What? It's a compliment. You're pretty smart when you're not on the gummies.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah, I am right now.
Whoa.
That's my secret, Ginger.
That's my secret. Stoned. I'm always high.
I'm always high. So that's what Eddie thinks we should do.
Okay.
I don't know about the rest of yous.
No, that sounds Spree good.
Goes where Eddie goes.
Okay.
Keep dokie. So, you guys heading out towards the main plaza then?
The marketplace.
Okay. So, you guys go ahead.
But yes, I suppose we have to go through the main plaza.
Yes, yeah, you gotta go through the main plaza and the transit tunnel before you can head up to the marketplace. The transit tunnel leads directly into the marketplace, so as you can tell by the map here.
You
guys go ahead and you walk out to the cantina entrance. The bartender gives you a little wave as you go by, and as you pass by him, you see he really does look pretty messed up, like a group of young teens just beat the ever-living shit out of him in a cornfield. But subtle. It does look like he gave as good as he got. So,
very subtle. Like,
very subtle. I'm not making reference to anything. Anyways, so you guys end up back out in the main plaza. So if you remember, when you walk out into the main plaza, it is like this, essentially just this big open 50-foot tall room. Like, it's huge, and there's all of these pipes and gears, and what looks like a disassembled, like, machinery has been taken out, like, because this place at one point was a big mining facility, but now it is no longer. It is, like, it's been turned into essentially, like, a wretched hive of scum and villainy. But yeah, so you walk out, and you notice, first thing you notice is, and you guys might not remember this, but the transit before had a kind of like barricades over it, like tape. It was taped off as far as like it was closed down for a bit. That tape seems to be gone, and there was like a big orangutan weird alien creature standing in front of the entryway, one of the entryways, while the others were blocked off. And but he seems to be gone, and people are shuffling into the transit tunnel. And as you start to kind of walk your way through main plaza, everybody give me a perception.
I'm good at those.
I'll have you know, perception is my best skill.
Hiya.
It's what I do 14th best.
That's a 14. That's not bad. It's a 14 with no pluses, and Aura sees all. He sees through time.
That's awesome. Which, even with all his stuff, that's still like, that's only a
damn
plus
you,
10.
Horus.
And you got the plus 13 for Eddie.
Thunder Thief.
There you go, Scree. Okay, so Eddie, Scree, Horus. Actually, none of these are bad. So, essentially, all of you kind of catch out of the corner of your eye. Eddie, you see this, I would say, even though, I would say Horus and Eddie, you see this first.
Okay.
And Eddie, you're familiar with this, because as you pass by, you see this bear sitting, like, on the north side of the plaza, just cross-legged, sitting on the floor, and he's kind of, like, staring up at the ceiling, and then he, like, looks at you.
He immediately beelines.
Okay, he immediately beelines, and as you start to walk towards him, like, people, like a group of people shuffle between you and him.
Get the fuck out of my way. Get out of my way.
And then as they pass, he's still there. And he kind of, like, points at you, like, almost as confused as you are, that he's still there. Or that you're still seeing each other after the strange wipe. Like, you know, like, you'd expect, like, a horror movie wipe type thing where the person's gone. And, like, it's almost like he was expecting that, too. But he's still there, and he kind of, like, points at you, like, hey, I know you.
Yeah, he's doing the same thing.
Okay, and the rest of you see it, too, now. You see this bear, and if you remember, you all kind of remember Eddie talking about seeing a bear on Nacondas. And there was another bear, I think you saw him in the park.
Yes.
When you drove through the park, you saw him. And so he's sitting there.
This is the bear! I told you.
Would you look at that?
What are you guys talking about?
Hey, man. I know you, man. I've seen you before.
He's gonna go up to the bear and touch his face.
And he's like, he just touch his face. He's like, right on, man.
Oh my god.
He's like,
I've seen you in my dreams, man. That's fucking wild.
Seen you while
are you really
awake.
Here right now?
I've seen you while I was awake. Several times. They didn't believe me. I saw you on Nacondas, and then I saw you on Absalom in the park. We were in a limousine thing, right?
Ooh, that's fancy. You were in a limousine?
Yeah, for a little bit. And then
I don't think I've ever been in a limousine.
And then right now.
Yep. That sounds about right. I saw you. That's right. I did see you. You're in a car. I saw you in a ship. You were getting into a big ship. And I saw you and I was like, hey, I see you. And then you're driving by in a car and I was like, I know that guy. I saw him on a big ship. And then right now you're walking up and I was like, I saw that guy on a big ship.
And in a car
going by. Yep, he drove right by in a car. How you doing, buddy?
Is everyone just standing here watching this idiotic conversation?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like, no one else is paying you guys any mind. Everybody else, like, in the main plaza are just walking by. They don't give a shit. But, yeah, your group is...
Scree's kind of, like, walking in a little circle around the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Just eyeing them up and down.
So, like, what's your story?
Oh, you know, I just like, I'm here, and I'm there. And I'm just, like, around. I've actually been here for, like... He kind of just stares up at the ceiling. And then, like, 30 solid seconds go by of him just staring up at the ceiling. I don't know, man. I've been here a while. It's been a while. Where you been? How are you? What's your name, man?
At this point, he's kind of narrowing his eyes. Why are you following me?
Oh, no, it's not, it ain't like that, man. That's not how it works. It's not follow, you're just, let me guess. I'm just gonna put this out here, just spitballing, just back and forth real fast. You tell me what you think when I say this, but sometimes you hear the hum, right? And he just kind of nods and like closes his eyes and points at you like, you feel that vibration, right? You know what's up. Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
What?
The vibration, man. You know, that little tune that's like in the back of your head that just tells you, like, it's gonna be alright, man. It's like the universe itself is like a metronome of the cosmos. And sometimes you just fall right into sync with it. And I can tell, buddy, you're in sync. Look. Hey, isn't that a band?
Look, isn't... look, you got, I don't know, you got the wrong guy. Sorry.
Oh, dude, you can't, I mean, you can say you don't like feel it, but like, when you feel it, you feel it. Everybody knows it. You know what? I think your friends feel a little bit too. I can tell because they're looking, oh, wait a minute, I'm actually here. Okay, erase that last part. I still think they may feel it, but the reasoning for why I thought they felt it wasn't actually why they felt it. Anyways, hey, what's your name?
Eddie.
Eddie. It is good to put a name with the face, my buddy. And he puts his hand up for like a high five. Don't leave me hanging, buddy.
Scree leaps from the floor and goes,
Scree, when you hit this guy's hand, just for like a moment, you feel like at peace. Like almost like not the chaos goes away, but the chaos, like imagine the chaos as like music. And the music is like all over the place. Like you guys ever hear that like the Smash Mouth All-Star song, but where they misalign the music with the lyrics, and so it's like it's all like jumble, it just sounds like a cacophony. It sounds awful. Like it's meant to just sound like shit. Like imagine your chaos is normally like that, where it is just a chaos of sound. But when you slap his hand just for a split second, all of that chaos turns to like a harmony. Everything aligns just for a moment. Then goes back to normal, but just for a second, you felt just like all of that kind of wash away just for a hot moment.
Eddie knows Scree well enough to see that he is very confused. Like his ears are moving a lot more than they normally do because he's just standing there going.
Nice. But he's still got his hand up.
He's like, I appreciate it, buddy. This one's for you, though, Eddie, my guy. And he kind of like, he like literally lifts his other hand and like points it to his hand like,
He'll just sigh and do it.
Awesome. So, when you slap his hand, all of a sudden, very similarly, you have this moment of just like, calm. And then all of a sudden, you are yanked back into that room. That room that you had that brief flash before. You have that glass window. But this time, things are a little different. The walls, they're not scorched. There's that feeling of like heat and cold, like just battling inside you is not there. You feel mellow. And through the glass, this time, you actually see your mother. Last time you had looked through it and you had seen your father looking down at you like almost very coldly, but not this time. This time you see your mother and she's like beaming at you, and you realize that you had almost forgotten her smile. Like it'd been so long since you had seen her, but there it is. Just like the last day you ever saw her, the last day that you ever saw her. And that thought clicks in your head and stays there just for a second. And suddenly your image view starts to rapidly change. Like changing between channels, like, but similar channels. The room is bright and your mother's smiling. Then suddenly the room is filled with this red hue and there's scorch marks on the wall again. And then behind that window, you see like frozen in time, similar to that first image you had, but this time your mother's there. And your mother's face is like contorted in fear, tears streaming down her face. Again, but this is all frozen. And she's pulling back away from this like looming figure. Like she's looking at them almost pleadingly. And you see this figure and you recognize it. It's your father, Malcolm Fry. And his face is just locked in rage. And he's like yelling something at your mother while his hand is outstretched, pointing at you, a hand on her arm, like holding her in place. You also catch this other figure off to the right that you had never seen before. And this time, you see just at the edge of your vision through the window, this crimson-skinned, white-haired android. And she is like busting onto the scene off to the right. But again, all this is frozen, but you can, it's like an action still. You see her angry and a gun raised coming up behind your father. And then you feel that hum again, that soothing vibration. And it finds this like soft melody again. The hum all of a sudden becomes words. And you hear this soft voice say, "It's gonna be all right, bud." Then it comes more clear, and it's gonna be all right, bud. And then all of a sudden you're flashed back in front of the bear, and your hands are touching, and he's just like, "It's gonna be all right, bud." And then he puts his hand down, just smiling at you.
He's just looking at him, alarmed. "What did you do to me?"
"Oh, that wasn't me, man. That was all you. I told you, you felt it. It's right in there, buddy. It's right." And he does this little plain hand thing, like swirly. He's like, "It's right in there." And kind of pokes at your tummy. "By the way, my name's Riggs." "Hey, how you doing? I love this little guy. He gave me a high five first. That takes bravery. You're brave, little buddy. You know the thing about seeing things like that, like in your past, is when you only get like a still image from one perspective, it's really hard to get the full story, you know? Like, that's like life, really. When you really think about it and you just kind of like think about how life is, like seeing things from one perspective, like that's just not a good way of doing things. You gotta kind of look at it at like, you know, there's this guy I used to hang out with, and he used to teach about how like, you know, there's like a negative and a positive force in the universe, and you gotta like find that balance. So like one perspective is just not how you do it. So you gotta like find it, and then you gotta find the other, and then you like smush them together like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But you can put potato chips on it. I don't know where the potato chips fall in that analogy, but it still stands.
I never understood that.
Potato chips?
No.
They're really good. You tried bananas on a peanut butter sandwich?
The good and the bad.
Oh. Well, you know,
the positive and the negative. Why not just all positive?
You know, there are those that believe that's a thing, and it's you know, it's like there are ways to try to like make it like that, but like, you know, most people aren't strong enough to do that, you know what I'm saying, bud? Like, that takes a whole lot of self-control and like discipline and willpower to just overwhelm all the darkness in your heart to like put all that light into the world. And as cool as that sounds, like some of us just gotta find that balance. Understand the dark parts of your heart and make sure that they don't outshine the good parts. Make the darkness work for you, because in the end, you know, it's all just energy. It all depends on how you use it. But anyways, I think I'm gonna take a nap. It was wonderful meeting all of you. You guys are great. I like this little guy right here. Hey, and he kind of puts his fist out to butt fist bump.
Naturally, Scree's fist bump.
Yeah, nice. I guess you too, Riggs.
And he looks a little conflicted.
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna hit the old dusty trail. And he kind of just like a bear you would expect, kind of almost like a dog, kind of gets up for a second and walks in a circle. And when he gets up, he is huge. Like, he is like 8 feet tall. It gets up and like stretches and like walks in a circle and then kind of like slumps down in like a ball on the ground and just kind of like closes his eyes and starts to doze off.
I don't know what that was about. And he's just going to kind of walk away.
Scree resists the urge to head pat the bear and follows.
Nice.
But he will probably be spotted looking back as he walks away.
Mm-hmm. And this time when you look back, The crowd moves and he's just not there anymore.
Eddie, that was real.
I'm just kidding. He's still there.
Yeah.
Anyone else tripping? Like, yeah.
I think Sadoon slaps their face a couple times just to make sure.
Here, Sadoon, nice. Could you, like, get mine right here?
Ooh.
Tap, tap, tap.
I'm going to look. Is the bear still there?
You'll never yes. Know. Sorry. my apologies. I thought you guys were talking amongst each other and I was reading something. So after a couple slaps, the bear's still there, just curled up in a ball. Almost looking like he's hibernating.
Right. Well, I guess it's not the weirdest day we've had, but...
No, it's definitely not. But it's up there.
This place is weird.
Yeah, it sure is. Let's see what kind of crazy shit we find in the transit tunnel, shall we?
Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod, or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.